It's mandatory to progression. It is mandatory to progression. And that's why when you come to me and you say, what are the few things that I need to do in order to progress to get nearer to Allah? One of those things is salawat on the Prophet. It's essential. It's like, you have six, let's say there's six wheels on this car. It's one of those wheels. Without it, you're not going to move forward. So being thankful to the Prophet ﷺ is essential, and that comes through two ways. Number one, do salawat on the Prophet ﷺ. And number two, by following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Nothing would have made, that's actually the greatest way. And actually by following the sunnah, you are going to do the salawat as well. Because that's in the sunnah. So actually, if you want to summarize it in one word, it's following the sunnah of the Prophet. That is what makes him proud. That's the way you thank him. In fact, that's the request that he had of us. That on the day of judgment, that his community be huge. Right? And that being part of that community entails following the sunnah of the Prophet. That's the essential way by which we thank him. So that's one level of thankfulness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't stop there. Then he put each of us under the supervision of our parents. And one level of being thankful is that we be thankful to our parents for everything that they did for us. Now, some people might be good at thanking Allah. And that same person might be good at thanking the Prophet ﷺ, but then there'll be a deficiency in thanking their parents. And that's essential. We've been commanded through the Quran and Hadith that even if the parents are not Muslim, that we should still treat them properly. Meaning, be grateful for what they did for us. And that's lacking in so many of us. And that's what holds us back in some cases. Because this is what Shaitan is highlighting. This being Shakir is what Shaitan is highlighting as the key of the matter. So, if he knows that he can't disconnect you from thanking Allah, and then he figures he can't disconnect you from thanking the Prophet ﷺ, then the next place he attacks is thanking parents. That's the next place he attacks. Because he knows how important that is to the matter. Now, one way is to actually openly go and thank your parents and say to them, you did so much for me, and I'm so thankful. That's one way. But then the other way is to not create heartache within their hearts. And many of us are failing on that level. To not create heartache in their hearts. I mean, how often do we argue with our parents, fight with our parents, think our parents don't know what they're talking about and we really know what we're talking about? And you know what? It doesn't matter. Even if they don't know what they're talking about, they still raised us. No one can repay their mother for the difficulty she undergoes when she gives birth. It's very difficult to have to carry around 12, 13 extra pounds. Look at people who get pregnant. You can ask them the backaches they go through, the sicknesses that they go through, the swelling of the legs that they go through, the pain of birth itself that they go through. It's just that much, no one can thank their parent, their mother for just that much. Then on top of that, how much is involved in taking care of a child? When you have a child, then you begin to recognize how much waking up at night, feeding the child, cleaning up the child, taking care of the child, basically giving up a year, two, three, four, 5 years of your life for the sake of that child. That's what our mothers did for us. And that's why it's so essential that we are proper with our parents. It's a whole separate lecture. I'm just trying to highlight a paradigm in your minds. Okay? The next level of thankfulness then occurs between a husband and wife. So he who these things in place, meaning, okay, their relationship with Allah is in place, their relationship with the sunnah is in place, the relationship with parents is in place, then the next place Shaitan hits is relationship between husband and wife. That's the next place. One, either the wife will not be thankful to the husband. Or two, the husband will not be thankful for having a wife. Now we begin to think that we deserve these things. As if we deserved the company of our wife. Or as if the wife deserved the company of her husband. Where is that written? We could have just been put in some island living by ourselves with no one to talk to. No one to relate to. No one to spend time with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with this, with the blessing of marriage and the blessing of marriage being halal. So, one way by which this occurs is that it's open. The husband says to the wife, you never do this, you never do that, you never do that. Complaint after complaint after complaint. And you know what that does? That just brings Shaitan right in the middle of it.